Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
You know, it's wonderful that we are no longer slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. But unfortunately, today, we've got all sorts of new problems and new enemies that threaten the safety and identity of our people. Today's Hayom Yom points out that Pesach is not just about celebrating what happened to us in the past, but it's also very much about the future of our people. Says today's Hayom Yom, the Baal Shem Tov, founder of the Hasidic movement, had a very special custom that he would observe on the last day of Pesach, Acharon Shel Pesach. He would eat three meals and refer to the last meal that he ate on that day, the last meal on the last day of Pesach, he would refer to as Seudas Mashiach. The Seuda, the meal to celebrate, not the redemption of the past, but the future redemption. So if the first couple of days, if the first days of Pesach are a celebration of our exodus from Egypt in the past, the last day of Pesach is more about celebrating the redemption of our people that is to take place in the future. In the year 1906, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad instructed the students at his yeshiva to drink four cups of wine at this Seuda in honor of Mashiach. These four cups of wine, again, not just celebrating the miracles that occurred to us in the past, but celebrating and anticipating the miracles and salvations to occur to our people in the near future.